What's up, guys? Anton Crowley here, and welcome back to the E-Commerce Lifestyle Podcast. So today, the episode is going to be a bit different, I think, than normal, just because I wanted to share something that's been on my mind very much so over the past few days, and something that I kind of had as like a wake-up call or realization that I was happy I had sooner rather than later. And this isn't at all directly related to e-commerce. So, you know, our normal episodes are typically trying to help you to grow your revenue, automate your operations, and become the authority in your niche. This one is more on the satisfaction side or the lifestyle side, you know, call it the excitement side, but just in general, you know, the thing that drives you to build your business, to do better, and to really appreciate what you have and life. So this one, again, it might just be like me talking to myself. I honestly have no idea if anyone else feels the same way that I've felt over the past couple years now, or if it, again, it's just me. If it's just me, then this really is me talking to myself. But if you feel the same, I just want to share again some of the things I've been paying attention to, some of the things I've noticed very recently that have made me feel a lot better about what it is I do and really what it is I have. So, you know, with no surprise to anybody, the past 2 years have been completely crazy, obviously, because of COVID. And, you know, now there's the war between, obviously, Russia going into Ukraine. And it's just like there's been all this nonstop negative talk or negativity, not with people, you know, I surround myself with. Hopefully you don't either. That's a different problem. But just online, you know, with social media and all the platforms you use, like it just seems like automatically these things get recommended. And it's, I guess, always been that way. You know, maybe not always, but at least for the past maybe 5 years or so. But what I noticed is when everything first started with COVID, right? Like way back, when was it? March? What year was it? 2020? When things first started and everything actually got locked down, things changed because they were pretty much forced to change, right? You couldn't really travel, you couldn't go to most stores, like just life was different. And for someone like me, and possibly like you, who really focuses heavily on lifestyle design and being able to spend their time enjoying what it is they have, I don't want to say it was hard. It wasn't like hard for me. It was more of just like an acceptance of, okay, like there's obviously a worldwide pandemic. We need to do what we need to do and let's get through this and move back on with life, right? So I'm not talking about like being depressed or anything like that, but originally it was just like, okay, it is what it is, right? And then obviously time went on and things didn't get better. Things got worse and things didn't reopen, and then they did, and then they closed again. And there was just this constant like cycle of just this, again, negative news compounded by negativity that you see people sharing online, right? And then when you want to even mix in politics to it, it's just been this like, this, what's the best way to describe it? This like place where you're not, I know we're not actually locked down, so I don't want to overuse that term, but where you're doing less than you normally would, you're having less experiences in life than you would normally experience. And if those are the things that bring you joy and happiness, like for me, then that factor is removed and the negativity is not only still there, but increased. Now, where this led me, again, not depression, not like being like, oh, what's the meaning of life or anything like that, but I realized that led me to a place where all I've been doing probably for the better part of 2 years, maybe the past 18 months or so, once, you know, I kind of unfortunately, I didn't want to do this, but I kind of adjusted to the fact that life is different. It led me to a place where what I've been doing in my businesses is going through the motions, right? I've been doing what I know how to do. Of course, you know, part of that is learning, part of that is improving, but I'm just repeating and repeating and repeating. And the experiences, again, the things in life, the people I get to see, the places I get to go, just in general, the things that bring me joy just haven't been there at the same frequency, right? I've still been able to do certain things, but it doesn't look what it looked like for me 3, 4, 5 years ago. And what I realized is going through these motions and not having rewards for myself, I kind of lost the excitement of it. So not to say I've given up on anything, but it just didn't feel the same, if that makes sense. Doing the things that I need to do, getting results, obviously having strong businesses, but not having that equation that isn't a number, it's not financial, but it's that goal, it's that reward, it's enjoying the fruits of your labor, if that's what you want to call it. And if you're a member of my coaching program, Dropship Lifestyle, you're probably aware, you know, there's a whole mindset lesson in module zero that talks about how I'm a big proponent of setting micro rewards for yourself. And when you hit certain goals, reward yourself to certain things, right? Whether that be going for a massage or going for a five-star dinner or, you know, taking a weekend trip even to a beach and staying in a really nice hotel, right? All these different things. And those things just haven't existed for me, again, and probably for many people, for the past 2 years. So basically, yeah, what I want to say is I got to the point where I was taking things for granted and not rewarding myself, going through the motions, and found myself, and this is literally within the past couple of weeks, found myself in a place where I realized, is this life now? And a couple things made me realize that no, it's not, and I need to snap out of this sooner rather than later. So I'll share those things with you, and then share some things that I'm doing to, you know, reignite that that excitement out of life that, again, is provided to me through the businesses that I run that allow me to not have to work that much and be able to generate really sizable incomes for myself. So the first thing that I noticed, and this is the one that really snapped me, is last week on Friday, my mom actually asked me if I could help her to take my grandma to a dentist appointment. Now, my grandma lives at an assisted living home now. So basically, you know, she's too old and too weak to take care of herself and do the daily things that a person would need to do to live alone. So she lives at this place where there's people on staff that help her when she needs help. Now, I went there. I've never been to this place before because she moved in during COVID, and because of COVID, you can't go see family when they live in places like that. So I hadn't been there yet to see her. So we go there, and then I realized that the place she lives is actually a building divided in two. One side is the assisted living side where people just need, you know, help because they're too old to do things themselves. The other side is what they call, I believe it was memory care. And that's for the people that literally, you know, they have dementia. They don't even know what they're doing. And I hadn't seen like anything like that. I don't even know if it's maybe only in movies in my life. And the feeling I got just even standing outside that building and hearing, you know, some of the even just noises people were making that didn't have their minds anymore. It shook me because these people, you know, some of them were probably at the youngest, maybe 80 years old or so, right? And maybe even younger. It's hard to tell. Then on the assisted living side, it's all people in wheelchairs that are just so slow, they can't do anything for themselves. And why that shook me is because right now, at the time I'm recording this, I'm 37 years old, right? And this isn't like a midlife crisis, but I realized that I have one life, as far as I know, just like you, and I haven't, for the past 2 years, been doing the things that I'm capable of. Again, not on the business side, on the lifestyle side of things, just because, for a while, things were all locked down, and that just kind of subconsciously changed what I saw as rewards and as experiences, and I haven't been doing enough of them. So I realized that, obviously, life is short, and to get stuck in a trap where you're only going through the motions and repeating the motions that you know to bring success, but you're not taking advantage of that lifestyle side of things, things can go fast, right? Life keeps moving. Again, it's been like over 2 years already. And, you know, for some people, and I don't think this would have been me, but you never know. You know, what if I just forgot about what life was like before, right? What I used to do, what I used to experience, what I used to enjoy. And then before you know it, you know, I'm 60 years old, 70 years old, 80 years old, and hopefully, you know, not dealing with a memory care thing, hopefully not being, you know, bound to a wheelchair, needing people to do everything I need for me. But it just, I don't know, it really shook me. And it just showed me that, you know, not just when things are finally 1,000% clear again, and when people aren't negative online, and when there's not wars, and when people aren't fighting about politics, and, you know, when COVID's finally, when we're at zero cases, that's when things are good. And again, I've been doing, you know, sporadic things, but it just showed me that not just then, but like literally now, today, and every single day, to make the most out of it, to take advantage of the lifestyle that the businesses provide me with, to set those micro rewards, to experience more, because experiences to me are all that matter. You know, material things, I really don't care. So that's just, it's something that, you know, instantly it reignited in me, brought the passion back for obviously live events I have for my company, Dropship Lifestyle, like our retreats every year in Portugal. It's going to be this year after being postponed 2 years thanks to COVID. And there's lots of other things I'm doing kind of behind the scenes as I work through this with, you know, my family and what we're going to be doing moving forward, just to keep that excitement, keep that motivation, and not just go through the motions of business, because that is what I know and that's what works, but to be able to actually appreciate the results that come from it and take advantage of life while health is here. And honestly, while freedom is here, because that was another thing, you know, looking at Ukraine right now, these people that were able to do anything they wanted, you know, what, maybe now, how long in the war has been, the time I'm recording this, 10 days, able to do whatever they wanted. Now, people have to try to run from their homes to get out of areas that are being bombed at no fault of their own. They lost that freedom. So, you know, things like that. Again, if you felt like, I don't want to say like business is boring, but like life is stale, work on your own goals, reward yourself, get out there, experience it while you can, while you have the health, while you have safety, while you have freedom, because life is short. And in the end, that is why we do this. So kind of just a rant, guys. Again, something I wanted to share. I don't know if you do feel the same way or if you felt the same way, I would appreciate it if you could let me know. You know, you can go over to ecommercelifestyle.com, leave a comment on the podcast, or just go to Apple Podcasts if you want to leave. I don't think you can leave a comment, but if you can leave a review, right, if you felt the same way, I would greatly appreciate hearing from you. And with that being said, I've been parked outside of our studio here for about 5 minutes now talking to myself. So I'm going to go in and get some work done. But thank you all. I appreciate you. Stay healthy, stay safe, enjoy life, and take advantage of the freedom and health you have. See everybody.